After a week of practicing at home, I was ready to make my debut in Charleston as Patrick McPherson. Late one afternoon, I dressed in my attire and left the house alone, striding down Market Street to Dame Maggie's Tavern, the few pence Rachel had given me jingling in my waistcoat pocket. As it was early and there were only a few men, labourers and sharecroppers had appeared taking their suppers, no one gave me a second glance when I came through the door.
"Hello, stranger,"
a squawking voice said. I looked up to see a green parrot speaking to me from its perch above the bar. "Hello yourself," I snapped. I leaned against the bar, too jittery to have a seat. "I'm Dame Maggie," a buxom Irish woman said, turning from the tub of water where she was washing up dishes. She wiped her hands on her dirty apron. "What's your pleasure, lad?" "A pint of ale, if you please." "New in town, ain't you?" She drew a foaming tankard from the tap and placed it in front of me. I nodded, wondering if I was expected to pay now or if I could keep an account. I decided to wait until she asked for the money. "Patrick McPherson's the name," I said with as much confidence as I could muster. "I was surgeon's mate on the Virgo."